9 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. That's Texas, home of George Strait the King. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a man if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas,
Yep, queens will bring you to your knees. Yeah, buddy, God sure blessed them. There's 50 states, but at the end of the day, there's one that you don't mess with. That's Texas, home of Robert Earl Keen. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat-top griddle. Ain't got a band if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas. Yeah, that's Texas. Tell them about it, boys.
Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball.
Thirsty, trying to choose. I mean, I know I'm pretty cool. My nitty bag, my kitty boots. I got the juice, I got the juice.
Channel, Chatham's on. Foolies glad I'm home. Even my haters kinda glad I'm on. Rest in peace to my vagabond. Rapper, song, singer, suspended, subpoena from misdemeanors, dreamer, held back. Says Loki still a dinner, and I still shake a bull squat. Praying for my broke, got city on the come up. Shot that fucking Sosa. Shot my fucking fat trail. Shot my fucking Joseph. Playing Buenos Aires while they sleeping Buenos Noches. Wonder if I wrote this. Cause it's so crisp. The most brokest gold stockbroker when I solstice. I could win an Oscar. Russian accent Oscar. Acid addict, Carson, avid actor.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
Hey, I hear the voice of a preacher from the back room. Calling my name and I follow just to find you. I trace the faith to broken down television and put on the weather. Then I've trained myself to give up on the past, cause I've frozen time between hearses and caskets. Lost control when I panicked at the acid test. I wanna get better. While my friends were getting high and chasing girls down Parkway lines, I was losing my mind because the love, the love, the love, the love, the love that I gave wasted on a nice face. In a blaze of fear, I put a helmet on a helmet, counting seconds through the night.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds. Let's ride.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Luke Maley.
We welcome you back to Riders Field for the final time at home during the regular season. The Rough Riders are postseason bound, so that's not all she wrote this year for this ballpark. Come end of September, we're back for some postseason baseball. But the Rough Riders coming off a win last night. They won it 1-0. A shutout for the Rough Riders. That all started with Jacob DeGrom on the hill. They saw Jacob Latz, Brian Magdaleno, Seth Clark, and Ryan Lobis continue that scoreless streak. They have been excellent in this series on the mound. The Rough Riders picked up a series win last night. They lead this six-game set 4-1. And they also earned win number 80 on the year. They sit at 36-26 and 80-51 overall on the year. Wichita 24-38 in this second half and 55-76 overall. Game 132 tonight on a beautiful evening for baseball on a perfect Sunday here in Frisco, Texas. Alongside Zach Bigley, Luke Maley with you here on the pregame show. And let's meet the starting pitchers for tonight. It's the right-hander C.J. Culpepper, who is 0-1 with an 8.25 ERA. He makes his second start of this series. He got the start back on Monday. He went four innings, allowing two earned runs on three hits, no walks, and three strikeouts. He was given a no decision for that outing. Overall, at the Double-A level, this just start number four. He's gone 12 innings here at the Double-A level, allowed 11 earned runs over that span, walking six and striking out 10. Overall on the season, this marks start number 14, appearance number 15, and across those 13 previous starts, he's 2-3 with a 4.20 ERA with 53 strikeouts in 49 and a third innings of work. The 22-year-old from Upland, California, a former 13th round pick by the Minnesota Twins, again making his second start of this series after a no decision going four innings, allowing two runs back on Monday in the series opener. On the other side, it's Cole Drake. The left-hander is 2-1 with a 4.38 ERA, and that number, while 4.38 ERA isn't all that bad, does not do his season justice. He had a start back in April, a spot start with the Rough Riders on the road, and it was a tough one for him. A game where he walked six batters, which is very uncharacteristic for the lefty, but he has been extremely dominant in his last two outings with the Rough Riders. He's coming off a five-inning start on the road in which he was the winning pitcher, allowing just two earned runs on six hits while striking out three. A big strikeout guy, striking out over 30% of batters that he faces on the entirety of the year. He is 9-5 with a 2.39 ERA. That's in 21 appearances, 17 of those being starts. The left-hander is 24 years old, originally from Orem, Utah, but moved at a young age to Sachse, Texas. So he's got friends and family that are easily able to watch him here in this ballpark. He is a former 11th-round selection by the Rangers organization back in 2022. So again, it's C.J. Culpepper, the right-hander, going for Wichita. On the other side, Cole Drake, the lefty, takes the ball for the Rough Riders. We'll step aside when we come back on the Riders pregame show. We'll get you part two of that two-part interview with Rough Riders reliever Skylar Hales.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Back in the Riders pregame show on the Riders Baseball Network. Yesterday, you got part one of a two-part interview with Rough Riders reliever Skylar Hales. Let's go ahead and dive into part two right now. Chatting with Skylar Hales here on the pregame show. And Skylar, you've now been at the AA level long enough to get a good feel for this league, this group of guys. Talk to me about the differences that you've seen between high A and now here in AA.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the physicality is one thing coming up here. A lot of these hitters I've seen and pitchers as well. Guys hit balls farther and throw balls harder. And it's also all the little things too. Like guys are able to command the strike zone better. It's just a step up in the level of the game. And I mean, it's awesome because then it just helps push, like me personally, helps push me make my stuff as best I can to compete with these guys.
There was a point in time that you were one of the new faces around here. That's no longer the case. You've kind of slotted into that closer type of role for the Rough Riders here as of late. But there's some new names here in this bullpen and in the starting rotation for the Rough Riders. Talk to me about what you've seen from some of the new guys. Let's start with Ryan Lobus, who picked up his first career save and his first appearance here at the AA level, going six outs to earn that save.
Yeah, I mean, he's a great guy. I lived with him for a little bit in Hickory. Times overlapped, and he just works hard, and his stuff's pretty nasty, so he goes out there and love to see the confidence that he brings and go out there and trust his stuff and know that it works and go out there and deal.
Brian Magdaleno, another one of those names that he's made just one appearance here in Frisco, but it was a really good one. Faced the minimum in his one inning, struck out two. What did you see from him?
Yeah, just some electric stuff. He goes out there, same thing, confidence is blaring, and goes out and really just gives it all he got and says my stuff's going to beat yours and goes out there and gives it to him.
The Rough Riders postseason bound, that's just around the corner now. We're going to finish up this series here against Wichita at home, hit the road, go to Amarillo, and then Midland is already clinched. So I don't know how much looking ahead you guys have done to the postseason, but how are you guys feeling in the clubhouse right now?
Yeah, right now we're feeling pretty good. I mean, taking it one game at a time, one series at a time. So we're kind of just looking at today and how we're going to win today's ball game, and pretty much that's about it. I haven't really thought too far in the future. Maybe a little game planning stuff and situational stuff that we talk about, but nothing more than that.
It's Cole Drake on the mound for the series finale. Talk to me about what you've seen from him. Obviously, you weren't with the Rough Riders back in April, but he had a tough start, and then he really bounced back in his first home appearance of the year here at Riders Field. Dominated there, then dominated on the road. What have you seen out of the left-hander?
Yeah, just his steps of improvement this year have been phenomenal, and seeing the stuff that he's brought to the table has been great. Like, great guy all around, and so makes me super happy for him to see the success that's coming, and it's just great to see. He goes out there and works hard, competes, and hoping for all the best for him too.
Skylar, we'll leave you with this. Kavika Emsley-Pye, one of the development coaches, has kind of spearheaded a little golf league going on with a lot of the pitchers you were part of last week. So are you going to participate this week?
Not too sure. My focus on keeping the last couple weeks of the series and finishing those up first, but have more time for golf in the offseason.
Love it. When we look ahead to the offseason with that golf, what's the strong suit in Skylar Hales' golf game?
Not too much. I mean, right, I have a consistent stroke, but, I mean, putting it together throughout the entire day is a little bit tough for me. Can get some decent feel for the swing, but tying it all together has been a little challenge, especially the putting side of it. But usually the drives have been pretty good.
Love it. That's Skylar Hales here on the pregame show. Skylar, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you.
We're going to step aside here on the Riders Baseball Network. When we come back, we'll get you the starting lineups.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson. Thank you all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Home game number 69 out of 69 coming up in about 5 minutes. Let's get you set for first pitch. First for the visiting lineup, the Wichita Wind Surge, trying to salvage this series down to 4-1. It's Kalai Rosario, the right fielder, leading things off, followed by the second baseman, Jake Rucker. Tanner Schoble bats third. He's the shortstop. Alex Isola will roam in left field and bat in the cleanup spot. Batting fifth is the designated hitter, Aaron Sabato. Andrew Cassetti, the first baseman, bats sixth, followed by the center fielder, Jarrell Ortega, in that seventh spot. Noah Cardenas does the catching today. He bats eighth, and Ben Ross rounds out things. He'll play at third defensively. Again, for the Wind Surge, Rosario, Rucker, Schoble, Isola, Sabato, Cassetti, Ortega, Cardenas, and Ross. On the other side, the Rough Riders sitting at 80-51, managed by Carlos Cardoza. It's Alejandro Osuna who provided the lone run yesterday with a leadoff homer in the bottom of the first. He leads things off yet again. He's the center fielder. The designated hitter, Josh Hatcher, bats second, followed by the third baseman, Cody Freeman. Abimelech Ortiz is in the cleanup spot. He'll play first base tonight. Luis Miesi's behind him in right field, batting fifth. Aaron Zavala, the left fielder, bats sixth, followed by Caber Rodriguez in the seventh spot. He'll play shortstop. Theo Hardy, the second baseman, bats eighth, and Tucker Mitchell will do the catching tonight for Cole Drake. He bats ninth. Again for Frisco, it is Osuna, Hatcher, Freeman, Ortiz, Miesi, Zavala, Rodriguez, Hardy, and Mitchell. The Rough Riders have won some tight contests in this series. We've talked about it. Wichita has struggled 16-31 now on the year in one-run games. They are 0-4 against the Rough Riders in this series. All four wins for Frisco have been decided by a run. The lone loss, the one win for Wichita, was a two-run game, 6-4 that game a couple of nights ago. So we're in for another good one. It's Cole Drake on the hill when we come back. Zach Bigley will take us the first pitch here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the dugout deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión for 3 games this season. The Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 28th, August 17th, and September 6th. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Vamos Quesos.
The party decks at Riders Field offer one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Josh Hatcher, a three-run walk-off homer.
Dives, and he made the grab.
He makes the diving catch, and the Riders win.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
If it stays fair, there's no doubt about it, over the lazy river.
Goal!
Riders have come storming back.
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night! And it's gone! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions! Oh my goodness!
What a play!
Oh baby, what a night!
Now, let's head out to the ballpark for today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Luke Maley.
For the final time at home in the regular season, it's the Frisco Rough Riders and the Wichita Wind Surge. Game number 132 on the season and home game number 69 of 69. Hi, everybody, and welcome into Riders Field. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley. What has been a long season, but it feels just like yesterday. We were here at home for the first time back on April 9th, Luke. And all of a sudden, we're looking at the final home regular season game today. And how fitting you have a Sachse, Texas native on the mound.
Oh, it's tremendous. Last time Cole was here making his true AA debut. He did debut back in April, but it was his spot start. Didn't feel the same. Said he was nervous. He came back here, had his friends and family here, and he absolutely shoved. That's what we've seen the last two times out from him. We saw that first time here against San Antonio in his home debut. He picked up the win. He went six scoreless one-hit innings with six strikeouts. Last time out on the road, gave up two earned runs over five innings. He's won back-to-back games for the Rough Riders.
So looking to win a third in a row here against Wichita as the Rough Riders look to take 5 of 6 from the Twins affiliate and finish off this series with a very nice home record and finish off this season as well with a nice home record of 45-24 if they can pick up the win today. First pitch of the ball game on the way to Kalai'i. Rosario is low and away, and we are underway at 6:08, just 3 minutes tardy on this beautiful sunny day, 82 degrees and sunny on this Sunday evening. 1-0, swing and a miss, and it's 1-1. Fastball right by him at 93 miles an hour. Fastball, curveball, changeup, and cutter, the arsenal for Cole Drake. 1-1 pitch. Inside corner for called strike two. It's 1-2. Drake uses that fastball and changeup really well off of each other. The curveball is good, too, off of that changeup. You know, throw the changeup low and away to right-handed batters mostly and get a lot of swings and misses with that pitch. He's ahead 1-2 here, and he deals. There's a fly ball lifted out to right field straight away. Now angling over towards the line. Meaces has room and makes the catch. One up, one down in the first inning, and Jake Rucker stands in. If there's been a story in this series so far for the Rough Riders, it has been their pitching staff. They have been phenomenal, allowing just 7 earned runs over the entirety of this series through the first 5 games. They have an ERA of 1.34 in this series so far. First pitch to Jake Rucker. It's down and in. It's 1 ball and no strikes. Their bullpen has allowed just 1 run. A 0.36 ERA out of the bullpen. Drake has his sign in the 1-0. That's up and away, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. Frisco yesterday got the aid of a couple big leaguers. Jacob DeGrom, you may have heard of him, made his rehab start yesterday. He went 4 innings of shutout baseball, allowing just 1 hit, striking out 5. 2-0. That's fouled back, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Jacob Latz then went 2 shutout innings with 4 strikeouts. Then Ryan Magdaleno, Seth Clark, and Ryan Lobis finished it out for Frisco in their 11th shutout win this season. They won 1-0. 2-1. Pop foul back this way off to our right, and it's 2-2 now on Rucker in the first inning. Rough Riders needed only the one run, and it came on their first batter in the bottom of the first inning. Alejandro Suna, solo homer down the right field line. Drake has his wine, tips the glove over the cap in the pitch. It's down and in, missing with a changeup, and it's 3-2 now on Rucker, the second baseman who's just 2-for-20 in the series, but came in one of the best run producers on this team. Payoff pitch, fouled back, and it's still 3-2 in this top of the first inning. Let's introduce you to the Rough Riders defense behind Cole Drake today in this finale in the series. It's Aaron Zavala in left, Alejandro Osuna in center, and Luis Mieses in right. Cody Freeman and Caber Rodriguez on the left side of the infield. Theo Hardy and Abimelech Ortiz on the right side, and Tucker Mitchell catches for Drake. Payoff pitch. Swinging a line drive on one hop out towards shortstop. Rodriguez backhands. A long throw across is just in time. He gets Rucker, and they're two down. Tanner Schobel steps in now. Just 2-for-18 in the series, the shortstop today. Schobel, another right-handed batter against Drake. Righties have really struggled against him in his minimal starts here in AA, hitting just 148. First pitch is a swing and a miss and a fastball middle-middle. It's 0-1. This has been a tough month of September so far for Wichita. 0-1. That's up and outside. It's 1-1. Especially on the offensive side, they're hitting just 156 in September, which is worst in all of AA this month. 1-1 offering. Breaking ball in there for a strike. There's the first curve by Cole Drake. 1-2. Looking to pitch a 1-2-3 first inning. He offers in his 15th pitch of the frame here. On the inside corner, he sits him down looking. Cole Drake with his first strikeout. It is a 1-2-3, 15 pitch. First inning for the Sachse, Texas native. We go to the bottom of the first inning. The Rough Riders come to the plate in a scoreless game on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey, this is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
We're to the home half of the first inning in a scoreless game, Rough Riders and Windsor series finale. Alejandro Osuna leads it off for the Rough Riders. In from the left side, and C.J. Culpepper delivers in the game's first pitch in the bottom of the first inning, and it's on the outside corner, a strike. It's 0-1. Alejandro Osuna opened the curtains yesterday with a bang, a solo homer down the right side at 110 miles an hour off the bat. Culpepper, the 0-1. There's a ground ball up the middle. It leaks into right center field. Base hit. Alejandro Osuna stomps on the brakes after a wide turn around first. He singles to lead off the first, just as he did against Culpepper in game one of this series, and he continues to be amazing in the first inning this year. Josh Hatcher bats now. Osuna continues to punish Wichita pitching as well. Head-to-head, Osuna a 963 OPS. First pitch to Josh Hatcher is a bouncing ball up the middle. The second baseman, Rucker, backhands. Glove flip onto second for one. Throw to first. Not in time. Osuna eliminated on the fielder's choice. That goes 4-6 at second base, and Josh Hatcher is at first. Here's Cody Freeman. Nothing-nothing our score. Play in the bottom of the first inning. Freeman playing in his 118th game, the most by any Rough Rider this season. Right-handed batter, Culpepper ready from the stretch. These two faced off against each other in high school on the pitch. That's low of the zone. It's one ball and no strikes. Freeman flied out and bounced into a fielder's choice in two trips against him on Monday in the series opener. Culpepper readies and deals home. There's a swing and a foul back into Cardenas' glove. It's 1-1. Culpepper went to Rancho Cucamonga High School in Southern California, while Freeman grew up in Rancho Cucamonga but went to Etowanda High School, the two big high schools in the city of Rancho Cucamonga. Here's the stretch and the 1-1 pitch on the way. It's low and outside, and it's two balls and one strike. And so these two face each other a lot in their district play. And now facing each other here at the AA level. Hatcher leads off at first. And the pitch, he goes. The pitch is outside. Throw down to second is wild into center field. Hatcher slid into second and then tripped on the base. And has to stay right there, but he's got himself his 23rd steal of the year. And it's a 3-1 count on Freeman. So the Rough Riders waste no time getting their first runner in scoring position today in the first inning, as Hatcher just lost his balance there, sliding into second, so couldn't go to third on the wild throw. Rough Riders didn't have a single runner in scoring position at all in yesterday's game. And they've struggled with runners in scoring position in this series. 3-1. A breaking ball up and in. Ball four. So Freeman takes a walk. Runners at first and second. One down. Bottom of the first inning. No score. Here's Abimelech Ortiz, who has slowed down just a little bit in this series, but is still one of the hotter hitters for the Rough Riders. 4-16 in this series. And over his last 23 games, hitting .341. Here's the stretch and the first pitch on the way. He swings and hammers it into right center field. Ortega coming in. He dives and makes an incredible catch. Ortiz, a sinking line drive into right center, looked like it was destined for the alley. But a nice catch by Ortega coming in and saving extra bases in the game's first run. Two down in the bottom of the first for Luis Mieses. Mieses has struggled, just 1-15 in this series, looking to come up with a big base hit here in the first. Culpepper readies and fires. Down in the dirt. One ball and no strikes. Cardenas blocking. Mieses still hitting .266 with the Rough Riders through 28 games. An OPS just shy of 700. Culpepper comes home with the 1-0. Outside corner for a called strike. There's the cutter, and it's one ball and one strike. Five-pitch mix for Culpepper. Fastball, cutter, curveball, sweeper, and changeup. Runners at first and second. Right-hander has his sign. First base side of the rubber, kicks home. Golf foul down the right field line. It's one ball and two strikes now on Mieses. The Rough Riders have been very aggressive early on in the at-bats against Culpepper. So even though he's facing his fifth batter here, he's only thrown 12 pitches in the first inning. Two outs, two on. He looks to second. 1-2. Swinging a bouncing ball. Two hops out to second. Rucker's got it chest high. Flips underhand onto first base in time for the final out. And the inning is over. So the Rough Riders get some action out of the base pass, but nothing across to score on the board. We go into the second. Rough Riders nothing. Wind Surge nothing after one on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, it's Nick Kraut, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Into the second inning, Rough Riders and Wind Surge series finale and finale of the season here at home for the Rough Riders, in the regular season at least. Alex Isola starts it off in a scoreless game here in the second. Aaron Sabato and Andrew Cassetti follow. Happy you're with us on this gorgeous night. Cole Drake offers into Isola. There's a strike on the outside corner with a fastball, and it's 0-1. 82 degrees at first pitch. Boy, the last few days have just been picture-perfect baseball weather. 0-1. That's outside, and it's one ball and one strike on the changeup. A lot of times, September kind of feels like football weather, but this has been the best baseball weather you could ask for sure. 1-1. Check swing. Strike on the upper edge outside corner. Fastball again. It's 1-2. Well, as Luke mentioned during the pregame show, we saw Cole Drake in April. That wasn't the Cole Drake we have come to know, as this pitch misses outside, and it's two balls and two strikes. Drake made his spot start for the Rough Riders in April when the Riders visited Arkansas and allowed four runs on six walks in an inning and a third. 2-2. Up and outside. Three balls and two strikes. Well, he went back to Down East after that, dominated there, then went to Hickory, dominated there, and now he's truly back with the Rough Riders. Payoff in. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Went fastball up and away and picks up his second strikeout. They've come consecutive. One out, and here's Aaron Sabato. And his first time pitching here at home, he was great. Six shutout innings, one hit, six strikeouts, one walk against San Antonio. And he is dealing early on through the first four batters. Here's Aaron Sabato, and the first pitch clips the lower edge outside corner with a fastball, and it's 0-1. Last week wasn't quite as sharp. Allowed two runs over five innings, but still earned the win. 0-1. Change up, ground ball softly hit down the third baseline. Freeman picks, sets his feet, shuffles his steps, and throws over to first in time for the out. Five up, five down for Drake, and Andrew Cassetti stands in now. Drake's 140 strikeouts turned to 142 now, with two so far in the game. The 140 coming into today were tied for 23rd in all minor league baseball this year and leading the Rangers organization. He rocks home to Cassetti, and it's down and in, 1-0. When he finishes this second inning, he will have thrown exactly 100 innings this season. And his 36% strikeout rate leads the Rangers organization as well.
He deals home. Fouled back this way, off to our right. It's 1-1. And even with that tough start he had in Arkansas with the Rough Riders, he has had a very good season. His 2.39 overall ERA would place him 13th in minor league baseball. He's just under the qualifying mark. 1-1. That's a low of the zone, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. So a very good season for Drake. His 24-year-old season. Former 11th-round pick 2 years ago by the Rangers out of Walters State Community College. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Right by the bat of Cassetti on the fastball, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Already working on 2 strikeouts. And now even with Cassetti, who's just 1-for-9 in the series. Drake facing Wichita for the first time in his minor league career tonight. He offers in. Foul back, and it's still 2 balls and 2 strikes. Not only that, but facing a Twins affiliate for the first time in his career. Twins affiliate at the low A and high A level aren't matched up in the same league as the Rangers. 2-2. He got him looking. Upper edge, outside corner. The curveball from Cole Drake. Another strikeout, 3 in the first 2 innings. 6 up, 6 down for the left-hander. We go to the bottom of the second. 0-0 our score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
This is Kamar Rocker, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Home half of the second inning on this Sunday evening. Aaron Zavala, Caber Rodriguez, Theo Hardy. 6-7-8 in the Frisco order to swing the sticks. C.J. Culpepper allowed a couple base runners, but got out of it in the first inning, and he offers home. A strike on the upper edge, outside corner to Zavala, and it's 0-1. He threw just 13 pitches in that first inning, so even though he faced a few base runners, not a lot of throws for him. He readies here and offers home. Swinging a foul at the plate, it's 0-2 on the Riders' left fielder. Zavala, who earlier this week had an 11-game hitting streak snapped, is looking to get back in the hit column. Since he had the 11-game hitting streak, he hasn't had a hit in his last few ball games. He had a hit yesterday, so he's just 1 for his last 11 now at the plate. 0-2, down and in, nearly hit him. It's 1 ball and 2 strikes. Zavala also didn't reach for the first time in 14 games 2 days ago. Snapped his on-base streak. 1-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out, up and away, and it's the first out of this second inning. For Zavala, you really hope that he'll be able to finish the season strong, as the second half of the season has been much, much better than the first half, and really a great step in the right direction for him.
If you look overall at the first half and the second half, it's rather broad, of course, because it's a little bit arbitrary, but he had a really good back half. The pitch over for a strike to Caber, and it's 0-1. OPS over 650 in each of the last 2 months before. It's been a tough month this September for him. 0-1. Rodriguez bounces it out towards shortstop. Schobel's got it, I should say, and he throws him out two away. A little shortstop on shortstop crime here in the second, and Theo Hardy bats. 0-0 our score in the second. Hardy just playing in his fifth game with the Rough Riders, 1-for-9. Former San Jose State Spartan. Open stance. Culpepper's pitch. It's on the inside corner for a called strike. It's 0-1. Culpepper still pitching very efficiently. That's just his 20th offering as he faces his eighth batter tonight. The Rough Riders winning 12 of their last 16 games. They're playing some very good baseball right now. Culpepper into his wind in the 0-1. That's on the upper edge inside corner for a strike with a changeup. It's 0-2. Wichita on the other side, they're struggling. They've won just 6 of their last 19 games. 6-13 during that stretch. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Hardy down on 3 pitches. It's the second strikeout for Culpepper. A 1-2-3 inning for him as he sits down the Riders easily. We go to the top of the third. Rough Riders in wind surge. 0-0 our score. And Luke Maley's on the mic next on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
As the Texas League schedule comes down the home stretch and the NHL season is just around the corner, the Rough Riders blend them both together on September 5th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys and there will be hockey themes all night long. There's also a great ticket package available. Purchase 2 tickets for the game, get 2 Dallas Stars preseason tickets and 2 co-branded hockey jerseys, all for $59. It's Dallas Stars Night at Riders Field on Thursday, September 5th. Get more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Yeah. Hi, it's Alex DeGody, thanking all Rough Rider fans for your support. Let's ride. Any bills she can't front, her parents paid it.
The show was far. You the only one with the car. Visiting half of the third inning, still scoreless ball game. Cole Drake back on the hill. Left-hander rocks and fires his first pitch to Ortega. Is hammered out to left field. Zavala watching, and it is gone. Double-digit home runs for Jarell Ortega on the first pitch of the third inning. He takes Cole Drake deep. His first home run of this series and number 10 on the season. Just like that, with one swing of the bat, Drake has allowed his first hit and the first run. It's 1-0 Wichita. Noah Cardenas stands in now. The 7-8-9 batters in the inning. And now Drake will face the top of the order at the end of the frame. As he misses upstairs with a fastball. Mentioned how great Drake has been over the past couple of games for Frisco, including his home debut a couple of weeks back. As he kicks and fires, there's a called strike at the top of the zone. Overall in the season, he has been fantastic. Zach mentioned the strikeout numbers.
9-5 with a 2.39 ERA. 1-1. Popped up back our way and just to the right of us. 1-2 advantage for the left-hander on the hill. He sent down each of the first six batters that he faced, three of them via the strikeout. Had 1-2 on the wind search catcher. He's back to work. The pitch bounced out towards shortstop. Rodriguez has it. Collects, fires high over to first, but Ortiz reaches skyward to make the grab. Now after the home run, Cole Drake gets a weak ground ball to shortstop for the first out of the third inning. Rough Riders and the wind search have not had a high-scoring series by any means. Both teams hitting under 200. Initial offering to Ben Ross dips beneath the zone. They have certainly played some tight games. They've played some fast baseball over the past couple of nights. The 1-0. Just missed. Didn't miss by much on that outside corner at the bottom of the zone. And it's a 2-0 advantage for the third baseman for Wichita. Ross has been a staple in the ninth spot in this order this week. As he takes again, and that time missing upstairs. Three balls and no strikes. Drake has walked nine over his time with the Rough Riders. So he fits one on the outer edge. 3-1. But six of those came in that one start back in April. And so just three walks over his past two-plus starts. 3-1. Downstairs, and there's ball four. First walk issued today by the lefty. And the lineup turns over with one gone. And a runner at first base in Ben Ross. Kalai Rosario stands in. Rosario flew out in a two-strike count to right field in his first trip up. And that's been the story of his series. He's now 3-for-23. He's been the leadoff man in all six games. It's the first pitch to him down in the dirt, blocked by Mitchell. And that'll keep Ross at first base. Rosario entered today, striking out in 50% of his at-bats against the Rough Riders here in this series. He struck out in seven consecutive games, has 11 strikeouts now in 23 trips to the plate. Tucker Mitchell, after that spiked breaking ball, wants to go out and talk things over with the left-hander. One run already in the frame. It came on a leadoff solo homer by Jarrell Ortega. A ground out, picked up out number one, and then a one-out walk issue to Ben Ross is where we stand now. Ross over at first base, and the top of the card in Rosario at the dish. Shadows have crept over the hill. There's a glimmer of sunlight right on the back of Coldre. He delivers home and just misses high and away. Two balls and no strikes. He's had some borderline pitches here that haven't gone his way. Not to say they've all been strikes, but he hasn't gotten the call. 2-0. Bouncing ball left side in foul ground. And it caroms off the Rough Riders dugout. And Drake is in the strike category. It's 2-1. Jake Rucker stands on deck. Left-hander set at the chin. He peers over, kicks and fires. There's a bouncer towards shortstop. Rodriguez has it on a backhand, fires to second for one. Over to first, not in time. Boy, was it close. What a turn by Caber Rodriguez and Theo Hardy. Theo Hardy jokingly saying, "We got to challenge that," looking over at the Rough Riders dugout. There is no challenge to be made here at the AA level, but the Rough Riders get the lead man for the second out of the inning. Rodriguez figured he may have gone with the sure out at first, but he went to second and got the lead man and nearly turned a double play. The Rough Riders have turned a ton in this series. Left-hander kicks and fires, and there's a swing and a foul tip back into Mitchell's mitt, and Jake Rucker, the second baseman, falls behind, nothing in one. So for Rosario, a 6-4 fielder's choice. He reaches at first, and Rossi raced from the base paths. A Left-hander, Sandy kicks and fires, and there's a pop-up right side, and it will find its way into the seats. Nothing in two. We mentioned those shadows. Rough Riders left side of the infield, all in the shade. The right fielder, Meaces, and the entire right side of the infield and outfield are in the sun. Just a glimmer of sunlight on Cole Drake's face, illuminating his nameplate and his face as there's a bouncing ball left side, and it stays nothing in two on the foul ball. Rucker grounded out to short in his first trip up against Coldrick. Now just 2-for-21 in the series, and that's been the theme for Wichita. The Rough Riders have kept them off balance at the plate. It's been a low-scoring series on both sides. This one chopped out towards Freeman. He has it on a short hop, collects, and fires across his body in time to retire the side. A leadoff home run by Jarrell Ortega provides the first run of the ball game, but it's just one run on one hit, no errors, and one left aboard the base paths in the top of the third. We go home half of the third. Rough Riders coming up, trailing 1-0 to the Wind Surge here on the Riders Baseball Network. You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
This is Evan Carter, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Home half of the third, and C.J. Culpepper back on the hill. His first offering to Tucker Mitchell on the way, and that one flared out towards right field and works its way into foul territory. Culpepper hasn't worked too deep in ball games over the course of this season. Just 12 innings and 4 starts now. Mitchell fouls one back to the screen, that being at the double-A level for Culpepper. 1-0 advantage for Wichita after a solo homer in the top of the frame. Culpepper with a fastball, cutter, curveball, slider, and changeup mix. He's ahead on Tucker Mitchell, the Riders' catcher. 0-2. And the pitch on its way. Swing and a miss. Mitchell down on 3 pitches. And it's the third strikeout for C.J. Culpepper. He struck out 3 of the last 4 batters he's faced. After the Rough Riders threatened in the first inning, they got a leadoff single by Osuna, then a fielder's choice and a walk put 2 aboard. But he was able to weather the storm, and so he has a scoreless first trip through the Riders' order, and here's Alejandro Osuna for the second time. He watches outside. Fastball at 95. Just missed the outside corner. Ball and no strikes. And the 1-0 on its way. Osuna shoots it foul off the netting behind the plate. Just a smidge late on a 95-mile-an-hour fastball in the outer third. Osuna now 6-for-17 in this series. He's homered twice. He awaits the 1-1. Bouncing ball left side. Ross, the shortstop, collects and fires in front of Osuna. One gone. rather two guard. First time today that Osuna has been retired. And Josh Hatcher will try to get something going for Frisco. But the base is empty and two outs in the home half of the third inning. Hatcher had a three-game hitting streak snapped yesterday, going 0 for 3. It's 5 of 20 in the series. And the pitch just drifts off the outside corner. Again with that 95-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's a ball and no strikes. Hatcher, after his 4-6 fielder's choice in the first inning, hitting an even 300 this year. He fouls one off his front foot. 1-1. He's teetered that 300 line for the majority of the year, but he's gotten back to it after a little bit of a drought a few weeks back, hitting really well in the month of August and into September. 1-1. Taking a called strike, Anthony's that time with a changeup. Hatcher asks for time, and Justin Juska, the home plate umpire, grants it to him. He'll adjust the batting gloves and get ready to face a 1-2 count. When we talked about the Wichita struggles offensively, the Rough Riders have had their struggles as well. The pitch home, and Hatcher spoils it back to the screen. Wichita in the series has lost 4 one-run games. That's where they've struggled over the course of the year. 1-2 to Hatcher. Swing and a miss. He got him with a slider down and in. And it's a 2-strikeout frame. And 1-2-3 inning for C.J. Culpepper. Strikeout number 4 of the outing for him. And he's through 3 scoreless innings. We go to the top of the 4th. Rough Riders trailing the Wichita Wind Surge 1-0 here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Hey, this is Maximo Acosta, and you're listening to the Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Time of the 4th inning, still 1-0 Wichita. Cole Drake's first offering is called a strike on the outside corner. Tanner Schobel, Alex Isola, and Aaron Sabato, the 3-2 up against Drake in the frame. Pitch home, that a soft fly ball into shallow center field. Osuna charging in. He slides. Did he make the grab? He comes up with the baseball. They say he made the catch. Osuna slid, and then the glove ended up semi-underneath him, a bit behind him. And it took a minute for third base umpire Clay Williams to make the call, but Osuna, a tremendous grab to open the 4th inning. Came barreling in, made the sliding catch, and that glove pinched between the ball and the outfield grass. Check swing from Alex Isola. He was able to hold up. Isola picked up a 9th inning single yesterday, extended his team high on base streak to 10 consecutive games. And he takes at the bottom of the zone a called strike with a changeup, and we're even at 1-1. Isola struck out to lead off the second inning. And Drake back to work, the 1-1. Fouled off, back towards us. And it's a 1-2 advantage for the lefty. Talked about the struggles offensively for both of these teams. As Drake gets ready, he shakes off, trying to get on the same page with his catcher, Mitchell. A 1-2 on its way. And it glides high and away to the right-handed hitting left fielder. Now, the Wind Surge have a 153 average in this series, which is the fourth lowest in all of minor league baseball over the last week. 2-2, taken downstairs, blocked by Mitchell, and the count runs full. The Rough Riders haven't been much better. They're sitting at a 185 batting average. And with that home run in the top of the third inning, Wichita now up to 11 runs across six games. The Rough Riders have won four out of the five games, scoring 12 runs. 3-2, flared out towards shortstop, and it's the second baseman, Theo Hardy, on the shortstop side of things, who called off Rodriguez and makes the grab. A soft line out in between a line drive and a pop-up. But it's Theo Hardy who takes care of business on the shortstop side of things.
Well, here, Theo Hardy goes 100%. You saw that a couple days ago on his hustle double. That's probably a ball Caber should take.
He made the play. Pitch home. Check swing by Sabato, and it didn't matter. Called a strike. That's what he said. And talking with Theo Hardy, he said that he prides himself on the defensive side of things. He's going to go until someone makes him not make the play. Drake pumps a breaking ball at the top of the zone for a called strike. Nothing in two on Sabato. Aaron Sabato, the DH today. 0-2. Check swing. He was able to hold up on a pitch in the dirt. Moves things to a ball and a strike. Ball and two strikes, rather. Sabato hitting just north of 200 on the year. 204 with Wichita. Pitch. Again, missed downstairs. That one hit the top of the plate. And we're even at two balls and two strikes. Sabato in this series is 2-for-19. He struck out seven times. He's also worked a walk and been hit by a pitch as he watches outside, and the count runs full. Drake just hitting the 60 pitch mark here with two gone in the fourth. Peering over his black glove, he's back to work. The payoff pitch fouled off top of the screen. And we'll redo the 3-2. Drake sat down the first six batters he faced. I had to face five in the third. The pitch missed low and into the righty. And it's the second walk issued by Cole Drake. And that pushes the frame to a fourth batter, and Andrew Cassetti, the first baseman. Cassetti has reached in eight consecutive games. He went 0-for-3 last night, struck out twice, but he did work a walk to extend that on-base streak to eight games. He's struck out looking so far today. First pitch, foul ball towards the first base camera well. It's nothing in one. Cassetti, a 191 hitter on the year. Does have eight home runs. He's 1-for-10 in this series. That one hit was a single. The 0-1 pitch, called a strike over the heart of the plate. And Drake ahead, nothing in two. Sitting at 64 pitches, 40 of which have been for strikes. Trying to make it a scoreless top of the fourth. The 0-2, taken downstairs in the dirt. Aaron Sabato worked the two-out walk. He stands at first base. One hit for each side today. The one hit for Wichita was a solo home run by Jarrell Ortega, who stands on deck. Swing and a miss. Cole Drake picks up another strikeout. Number four on the outing for him. And he's got himself a scoreless top of the fourth. No runs on no hits. No errors and one left aboard for Wichita. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Rough Riders still trailing the Wind Surge. 1-0 here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, I want to highlight a new team partner. I'm proud to announce that USAA is now the official military appreciation partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. USAA was founded in 1922, and more than 100 years later, they continue their commitment to serving the military community and their families. On behalf of the Rough Riders and USAA, we'd like to thank all military families for your service and sacrifice.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Ben Franklin here to talk to you about water filtration. Unfiltered water in your home is no joke. Did you know tap water can shorten the life of your pipes and even worse, be dangerous to your family's health? Our Punctual Plumbers can install a whole home system that filters water before it enters your pipes. Visit BenjaminFranklinPlumbing.com or call 877-BEN-1776 to request an appointment.
Go with the flow, the local pros. Call Benjamin Franklin Plumbing.
Independently owned and operated, licensed in their respective state or county.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Cody Freeman leads off the Riders half of the fourth inning. Still a 1-0 advantage for C.J. Culpepper on the hill. And the Wichita Wind Surge. Rough Riders had two of the first three batters reach against the righty, but Culpepper has sat down 8 in a row. The pitch. Freeman chops one on the left side, a foul ball. Freeman was the last to reach with a walk in that first inning. The Riders' first three batters went single by Osuna, 4-6 fielder's choice by Hatcher, and then a walk by Freeman. The 0-1 checked his swing, and he just caught a piece of it, a foul ball. Nothing in two. Freeman 6-for-17 in this series. He just has one extra base hit. He's been an extra base hitting machine over the course of the year. The leader in the Texas League in doubles. 0-2. Hammered out towards left field on a line, but Isola, the left fielder, is there to make the play. A line out to left. Opens the home half of the fourth, and Abimelech Ortiz stands in now. Abby got last night off. He returns hitting in the cleanup spot tonight for Carlos Cardoza's Rough Riders. Playing in his fifth game out of six, and the first offering from Culpepper. Called a strike at the bottom of the zone. 94 with that fastball. Right-hander rocks and fires. And Ortiz chased a pitch down and in that skipped in the batter's box. Finds himself behind nothing and two. Abby hitting just .230 overall on the season. He does have 14 home runs, but he's picked it up in the second half. A .286 batting average with 9 of those 14 home runs. Right-hander kicks and fires. And a chopper right side will come to a rest in the seats. Caromed off the netting above that first base dugout and became a souvenir for a young fan. 0-2 pitch on its way to Ortiz. And it misses outside, a ball and two strikes. Culpepper missing with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. Ortiz 4-for-17 in the series. Two of those hits have been for extra bases. The pitch. Checked his swing. They appeal down to third, where Clay Williams says he was able to hold it up. Ortiz works the count to even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. And a lot of this success for Ortiz has come as a result of his patience at the plate. We saw him chase a pitch in this at-bat. but it's been rare for Ortiz. 2-2. Wave and a miss on a slider at the bottom of the zone. And he's down on strikes. There's the third strikeout of the series for Abimelech Ortiz, but strikeout number 5 for C.J. Culpepper. He didn't strike anybody out in the first inning. But from the second inning on, he's racked up all 5 strikeouts and retired each of the 8 batters he's faced. It's now 10 in a row sat down. Here's Luis Mieses. And he lines one left side, and it's down in front of Isola, a base hit. Luis Mieses, his second hit of the series. And the Riders have a 2-out base runner. And the streak comes to a close at 10 consecutive retired for C.J. Culpepper. And Aaron Zavala will try to keep the line moving for the Rough Riders here in the bottom of the fourth. As he struck out swinging in his first trip. A pitch. Taking a called strike. Middle with a fastball. Zavala just 1-for-12 in the series. 4 strikeouts. He's worked 3 walks and also been hit by a pitch. Right-hander kicks and fires. Breaking ball. Caught on and missed. Well located right at the bottom of the zone. Zavala will have to protect behind nothing in 2. Luis Mieses standing at first base. Aaron Zavala at the dish with 2 gone. Culpepper with the glove pinned to his left shoulder. Now comes Seth. Long pause, he kicks and fires. The 0-2 is fouled off. Zavala just caught a piece on the slider. And he stays alive. Still nothing in 2. Right-handed hurler on the hill in C.J. Culpepper. The left-handed batter in Aaron Zavala. Another 0-2 offering on the way, and Z shoots it foul. Into the crowd. It remains nothing in 2. Zavala, a former top 30 prospect in the Rangers organization. Year of ups and downs for him. When he's picked up hits, they've come in bunches, but we've also had some cold streaks. Still behind, nothing in 2. The pitch. Swing and a miss. It took Zavala to a knee. And it's another 2 strikeout inning. Make it 3 consecutive innings with 2 strikeouts for C.J. Culpepper. He's got himself scoreless through 4 innings. No runs on 1 hit, no errors, and 1 left aboard the base paths. 4 innings in the books. When we come back, the Riders trailing 1-0 to the Wind Surge, and it's Zach Bigley on the mic for the top of the fifth here on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News and World Report, Baylor Scott & White, the Heart Hospital Plano, is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital. Howdy, Rough Riders fans. Are plumbing problems throwing you a curveball? Knock it out of the park with Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, the exclusive plumbing partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. We share a commitment to patriotism and excellence. In fact, if there's any delay, it's you we pay. Step up to the plate and get our double deal. No trip charge plus $50 off any plumbing repair. Don't strike out with subpar service. Text Book It to 833-201-1776. Benjamin Franklin Plumbing will have your home running smoother than a well-executed double play.
This is Dane Acker, and let's get back to the game.
Cole Drake back to work in the fifth inning. 1-0 Wichita. First pitch home to Jarrell Ortega is low, and it's 1-0. Ortega takes the first pitch this time instead of sending it out of the ballpark like he did in the third. A solo homer, the only run of the ballgame so far. Drake the 1-0. Outside edge for a strike, and it's 1-1. One run on just one hit, that solo homer against Cole Drake. He's walked two and struck out four through four innings. 1-1 pitch. Change up, swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. Well-located offering at the bottom of the zone. Rough Riders have only mustered two hits on the other side offensively, so they haven't really gotten anything going on the offensive side, but as usual, the pitching has been very good. Rough Riders have scored just one run in their last two ball games now. The pitch is a line drive hit to shortstop, and Rodriguez, who makes the catch, about knee high, and there's one away. Kaber making the play, and Noah Cardenas steps in now. Cardenas grounded out to shortstop to Rodriguez in the third. Drake working on 70 pitches as he goes here in the fifth, and he rocks in. Just outside. One ball and one strike, or one ball and no strikes. Drake holds the black glove into the chest. 1-0. Fouled back this way to our right. 1-1. Well, the Rough Riders, with a win today, have an opportunity to go to 45 wins at home this season. They're currently 44-24 here at home. The pitch, that's just outside. Two balls and one strike. That winning percentage would be .652, which would just be 0.02 of a point behind the franchise record. 2-1. Check swing, and he didn't go. It's three balls and one strike. The franchise record is 46 wins back in 2012 when they went 46-24 here at Riders Field. Here's the wind back in the 3-1. There's a drive foul down the left field line. It's 3-2. So a 45th win at home would put him in second place behind the 46 wins. And 44 wins at home has been accomplished twice in 2006 and 2007. So an opportunity to finish it out here at home with those 45 wins. That'd be impressive. 3-2, swinging a foul back into Mitchell's glove, strike three. Fifth strikeout for Cole Drake, two down. And Ben Ross makes his way to the plate. Ross will walk back in the third. Well-located curveball there from Drake for the strikeout. First pitch, Ross fouls it straight back. It's 0-1. Clyde Rosario on deck if we get that far. Drake deals. Changeup misses down and in. It's one ball and one strike. Ryder is trailing 1-0 here in the top of the fifth. He rocks and deals. Swing and a miss. Blew the heater right by him. He's ahead, one ball and two strikes now. Drake is looking so confident out there in all of his pitches. That fastball and changeup have been on point. 1-2. Up and in, missing with the heater. It's two balls and two strikes. Probably be done after these five innings. Maybe come back out for the sixth. We'll have to see. 2-2. Breaking ball, check swing and a miss. He went around in the dirt, strike three. It's a two-strikeout inning for Cole Drake. Give him six. 1-2-3 inning in the fifth. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Bottom five next. Riders trailing 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area.
Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
We're to the home half of the fifth inning. The Rough Riders trailing the Wind Surge 1-0. Camber Rodriguez, Theo Hardy, Tucker Mitchell to the plate. Bottom third of the order against a new man out of the bullpen. It's Mike Paredes who takes over. Four inning start for C.J. Culpepper tonight. Here's the stretch and the right-hander delivers in. Swinging a foul straight back by Rodriguez. It's 0-1. Final line for the starter, C.J. Culpepper. He goes four innings of shutout baseball, allowing just two hits. He struck out six and walked one. The best start for him in his Double-A career. 0-1. There's a fly ball lifted off the fist into shallow center. It drops in. They'll find some green grass, and Camber Rodriguez with a single to lead it off in the fifth. Leadoff man aboard for the Rough Riders, and here's Theo Hardy. Frisco with their third hit of the day. Hardy, the switch hitter, batting from the left side. Struck out on three pitches against Culpepper back in the second. Number 14 prospect in the Twins organization. Paredes from the stretch. He fires. Fouled straight back. It's 0-1. Paredes, the right-hander. 24-year-old, 5'11", 185 pounds. A draft pick of the Minnesota Twins back in 2021 in the 18th round. Out of San Diego State University. 0-1. Dips below the zone, and it's one ball and one strike. With Wichita making his 11th appearance, no record, a 5.93 ERA. He's allowed 9 runs in 13 and two-thirds innings. He brings in the 1-1. That's fouled away back behind home to the left, and it's one ball and two strikes. He struck out 8 in those 13 and two-thirds innings to 7 walks. He's pitched at the 3 lowest levels in the minors this year. Pitching really well with Cedar Rapids at the high A level, a 1.80 ERA in 17 outings, including 3 spot starts. 1-2, low and outside, off of Cardenas's glove, but not far enough away for Rodriguez to advance, and it's two balls and two strikes. He's making his second appearance here in this series. He threw a scoreless inning back on September 2nd on Monday. He's pitching in just his third game with Wichita since coming back up from Cedar Rapids after beginning the season with Wichita. Pitching in April for him. The offering is a line drive into right center field. Rosario on the run. It's down for a base hit. Rodriguez around second. It's a race to third. He's getting the wave around third. The throw goes to third, and it's not in time. Theo Hardy with an RBI triple to tie the game in the fifth.
He hammered that ball into right center field, and the race was on. He won it easily. 1-1 game. Here's Tucker Mitchell now in the ninth spot with the bottom of the order producing. Infield in, the pitch. Check swing and a miss off the outside corner. It's 0-1. Back-to-back hits, still nobody out. Infield playing to pull while they're in. Paredes the 0-1. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. Another breaking ball off the outside corner. Got to try to put this one in play here and score that run from third. Osuna, representing the top of the order, is on deck. If you're watching on Bally Live, you can see that infield in with good speed at third with Theo Hardy. Tied at one here in the fifth inning. 0-2. Breaking ball outside, didn't bite at it, and it's one ball and two strikes. Mitchell struck out back in the third inning, and so looking for that sixth hit in a Rough Riders uniform this year in 18 games. 1-2 offering. He fouls it away and stays alive. Still one ball and two strikes. Fastball at 95 at the top of the zone. The Rough Riders looking for their first hit in the last two games with runners in scoring position. 1-2 home. Breaking ball, soft ground ball up the middle. This shortstop, Schobel's got it, looks back, the runner throws him out. One away. And the infield being in plays well for the first out for Wichita. Osuna stands in now. Osuna is 1-for-2 today. It is second homer of the series yesterday. He now has 16 total homers between high A and here in double A this season. Fifth most in the Rangers organization this year. First pitch. He swings, grounds it foul back behind home. It's 0-1. Good fastball riding inside on Osuna. Rough Riders have only hit six home runs head-to-head against Wichita this year, and this being the 12th head-to-head game, three of them have been by this man, Osuna. 0-1. Inside, nearly the same place, this time with a breaking ball. One ball and one strike. Good Sunday crowd here for the final home regular season game of the season. We'll be back here on the 19th for the playoffs. 1-1. Osuna cracks it foul on the ground on the right side. It's one ball and two strikes. Josh Hatcher waiting on deck, another left-hander. With the right-hander, Paredes, about to throw his 16th pitch of the inning. The inning has gone single, triple, ground down. He readies from the belt, the 1-2. Low and away. Change up off the outside corner. Osuna spit on it. It's two balls and two strikes. Rough Riders looking on, getting ready for the postseason. They have one more series next week in Amarillo, and then it's on to Midland for the playoffs. Trying to take the lead right here, the 2-2. There's a drive into right center field. Hit well. Rosario watching, and it hits off the wall on a hop. Hardy scores the go-ahead run easily. Osuna stops at second base for the go-ahead RBI double. It's 2-1 Frisco in the fifth. That ball was hammered into right center, 109 miles an hour, the exit velocity. And the Rough Riders are a homer away from the inning cycle. Four batters in, single, triple, and double. Two runs in across Paredes. It's 2-1 Rough Riders. Alejandro Osuna, another multi-hit affair, another double, is 17th in a Rough Riders uniform. The most doubles in the Texas League since he debuted in July. Here's Josh Hatcher trying to pad the lead in the pitch. Swing and a miss on an elevated fastball up and away. It's 0-1. Hatcher, 301 batting average, leading the leading the Rangers organization coming into tonight. The pitch, a swing and a miss. It's 0-2. His 0-for-2 has dropped him down below 300 now. But it's been an incredible season for the designated hitter. He pinwheels the bat out towards the mound. 0-2 on him. Right-hander's pitch. Swinging a ground ball to the right side. Rucker, the second baseman, has got it. Tosses onto first base and gets Hatcher. Osuna down to third on the play. Two outs, and here's Cody Freeman. Free has walked and lined out to left. First pitch home. Outside. One ball and no strikes. Freeman, 14 homers, tied for the club lead. 32 doubles, not only the most in the Texas League, but tied for 10th in all of minor league baseball this year. He's been a doubles machine on the season for Frisco. 1-0. Swing and a miss off the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. Very Justin Foscue-esque when Foscue was here with the Rough Riders at the end of 21 and into 22. Now up in the major leagues. 1-1. Top of the zone for a strike with a 93-mile-an-hour heater. It's 1-2 now on the third baseman with two down and two runs in his fifth inning. 2-1 Rough Riders. Paredes readies, and the 1-2. Breaking ball outside, two balls and two strikes. Osuna 90 feet away from an insurance run. Nobody warming in the Riders' pen. We'll see Cole Drake again in the sixth. Here's the righties, 2-2. Breaking ball sits outside, three balls and two strikes. Crowd getting behind Freeman, who's been a fan favorite all year. Here's the 3-2. Swing and a miss, got him. Slider away. He strikes out Freeman, inning over. Productive inning, though, for the Rough Riders. Two runs on three hits, no errors, and a runner left on. Rough Riders take a 2-1 lead into the top of the sixth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly in Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
It's
Skylar Hales takes over in the sixth inning. It looks like he was warming up, just kind of sat down before the inning ended in the bottom of the fifth. So Cole Drake is done after his five-inning start today. And he's in line for the win. First pitch, a breaking ball for his strike to Kalai Rosario. It's 0-1 from the right-hander Skylar Hales, who was the pregame guest over the last couple days for Luke, and always a great guy to chat with. 0-1 offering. Fouled away back behind home. It's no balls and two strikes. Cole Drake finishes with a final line today of five innings for the Rough Riders in his start. He allowed just one run on one hit. It was the solo homer. He struck out six and walked two. Very strong final line for Drake. Pitch home. That's just high, and it's one ball and two strikes. So 146 strikeouts now for Cole Drake. Puts him in the top 20 in all minor league baseball. 1-2. There's a bouncing ball up the middle. Hardy backhands behind the second base bag, lops it onto first, and gets him one away. Jake Rucker bats now. 2-1, Rough Riders lead it here in the top of the sixth inning. And let's introduce you to Skylar Hales, who has been a back end of the bullpen arm for the Rough Riders and has been really good in that role as well. The Reno, Nevada native, 22-year-old, 6'4", 220 pounds. Out of Santa Clara University. First pitch to Rucker. Breaking ball tagged off the end of the bat, floating into shallow right field, and it drops in a base hit. Rucker got a slider on the outside corner and just hit it off the end of the bat for a single. First non-homer hit today for the Windsurge. Tanner Schobel steps in now. Hales with the Rough Riders in 21 outings, 3-0 with a 2.42 ERA. He's 4-for-4 in save opportunities. First pitch, fouled straight back, and it's 0-1. Hales in 26 innings, 29 strikeouts. He's only walked seven as well. Really good command. And doesn't give up a lot of hard contact either. Opponents hitting 234 against him, and even that single by Rucker was very softly hit off the end of the bat. 0-1 to Schobel. It's popped up on the infield right side. Ortiz coming in and foul ground. He calls off Tucker Mitchell, the catcher, and makes the ground. Two down in the sixth. Alex Isola bats now. Riders leading it 2-1. Two runs on five hits, no errors for the Rough Riders. One run on two hits, no errors for Wichita. Isola 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a lineout to second base. Hales has his sign and set to the belt. He pitches. That's high. It's 1-0. Going into the playoffs a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about who is going to be really the back-end guy for the Rough Riders when it comes to the postseason. Who do you trust in the back end of the bullpen? 1-0. Over there for a strike, and it's 1-1. And Skylar Hales is one of those guys who immediately comes to mind as someone who can throw in leverage situations for the Riders. But with some of the new reinforcements they've gotten from Hickory, here's the stretch and the 1-1 on the way. Breaking ball tagged in the air out to left field, sinking into left center field where Aaron Zavala curls underneath of it, and the left fielder puts it away for the final out of the sixth inning. Oh, no runs, a hit, no errors, a runner left on against Hales in the sixth. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Rough Riders leading 2-1 on the Riders Baseball Network. Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact-resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact-resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family-owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
This is Kamar Rocker, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Beat Malenko Ortiz starts it for the Rough Riders on this beautiful Sunday evening. 2-1 Frisco. Taylor Floyd, the new pitcher, and the first pitch home is a foul out of play to the left side. It's 0-1. Floyd taking over for Mike Paredes, who went one inning, allowing two runs on three hits. Didn't walk a batter and struck out one. Right-hander fires. A swing and a miss. Ortiz went fishing below the zone on this slider, and it's 0-2. A sidearm thrower. Floyd, a pitcher we've seen a couple times this season. 26-year-old out of Carrollton, Texas. The pitch is down in the dirt. It's one ball and two strikes. Carrollton right next door. Went to high school here in Frisco. Pitching in his 42nd game with Wichita. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He strikes out Ortiz, one away. The breaking ball on the outside edge. Luis Miesi's bats now. Miesi's the left-handed hitter. Miesi's 0-for-1 against him as he hits this pitch in the air out to left. Right at Isola. A couple strides in and he makes the catch. Two down. Two up, two down quickly for the Riders in the sixth. With a 2-1 lead, here's Aaron Zavala, representing the sixth spot in the order. Zavala has faced Floyd once, and he was intentionally walked back in Game 2, the 11th inning win for the Rough Riders. Abby was 2-for-3 against him before striking out there. 2-for-3 this season. The most hits head-to-head against Floyd out of anybody on the Rough Riders. First pitch. Zavala takes down and in, 1-0. Tough day for Zavala so far. A couple strikeouts for him. He's 0-for-2. Floyd from the stretch. The pitch. A breaking ball outside. Two balls and no strikes. Rangers with a 7-4 win earlier today against the Angels. They win that series of four games set, taking 3-of-4. They've now won 10 of their last 13. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner. It's 2-1. 18 games left in the MLB regular season. They're 8 games back in the division and 6.5 back in the wild card, but they have 4 teams they have to jump in the wild card. There's a bouncing ball foul down the right side. It's 2-2. They have to jump Seattle, Boston, Detroit, and Tampa. Try and get in that third wild card position. They're 3 games back of Seattle, 2.5 back of Boston and Detroit, 1.5 back of Tampa. This pitch flutters outside. It's 3 balls and 2 strikes. So some work to do for the Rangers, but certainly is not over right now. Crazier things have happened. The pitch. There's a bouncing ball out to shortstop, to second base. Rutgers got it and throws him out, inning over. Riders down quietly in the sixth. In order, we go into the seventh. Rough Riders lead it, though, 2-1. Luke's back on the mic next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods.
The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the seventh inning, the Rough Riders out in front of the Wichita Windsurge 2-1. The Riders have already secured themselves a series win in this set. They lead this series 4-1. One loss a couple of nights ago. They dropped it 6-4. The four wins, as we've mentioned, have all been by one run. They currently lead it by a run, 2-1. It's Aaron Sabato against the new arm for the Riders. Nick Krauth on the hill in the first offering. Just glides a bit outside. Krauth overall in the season, 8-6 with a 5.87 ERA. Making his 23rd appearance, 16 of those have been as a starter. The offering home, 1-0, check swing, called a strike on the inner edge. Sabato, the designated hitter, is 0-1 with a ground out to third and a walk tonight. Krauth kicks and fires. Another breaking ball at the top of the zone. There is a called strike. 1-2 advantage for the right-hander. Krauth, 25 years old, from Concord, California. 1-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Went back to the breaking ball and got Sabato to chase a bit outside. One batter in, and it's one strikeout for Nick Krauth. Krauth, the third arm used tonight by the Rough Riders. It all started with Cole Drake, who allowed just one hit. It was a home run, though. So he gave up one run on one hit, two walks, and six strikeouts. Skylar Hales worked a clean sixth inning. Pitch. This is downstairs to Andrew Cassetti. Cassetti is 0-2 with a pair of strikeouts. Has an 8-game on-base streak on the line. Terrell Ortega standing on deck. The 1-0. Called a strike, middle of the zone. Krauth's 1-1 offering is tapped foul on the left side. Bounced just in front of the plate, carried quickly towards the backstop. Right-handed Krauth deals the 1-2, and it misses low and away. Cassetti started to swing, but was able to hold things off. Krauth now with that strikeout at an even 100 innings on the year. The pitch popped up on the infield. Krauth looking up at it, and he looks over to Ortiz, and he'll take charge. The Riders' first baseman is there to haul in out number two. A strikeout and a pop-out, and Nick Krauth has seen two batters and sent them both back to the dugout. Mentioned now at 100 innings on the year for Nick Krauth. He did pitch in one game for Triple A Round Rock. He went 3 2/3 of those 100 innings. And he offers to Ortega and skips it in. Ball and no strikes. Ortega has provided the lone offense for Wichita. He's responsible for half of the hits. And that one hit that he has was a solo homer. The 1-0.
Breaking ball, called a strike, just caught the outer edge. Ortega checking with home plate umpire, Justin Juska. See if that's as far as he'll go, the 1-1. Another breaking ball, that time at the top of the zone. And Krauth hops ahead, a ball and two strikes. Very slider heavy for Nick Krauth. He's ahead, 1-2. Ortega in the right-handed batter's box. The Windsurge center fielder awaits. The pitch taken downstairs. Didn't miss by much. Like Mitchell wasn't expecting at that location. Didn't quite beat the ball to the spot, so it carried his glove out of the zone on a borderline pitch. Now the 2-2 is shot back to the screen, a foul ball. And we stay even at two balls and two strikes. Krauth attempting to pick up a 1-2-3 frame. Here in the top of the seventh, 2-2. In on the hands, it just ran inside with a fastball, and the count runs full. Payoff pitch on the way. Shot foul. Back off the netting near that on-deck circle. Noah Cardenas, the Windsurge catcher, stands. Air quick outs, now having to labor here. Another 3-2, and that one spiked in the dirt, and it's a walk to Jarrell Ortega. A 1-2-3 frame for Nick Krauth. But he does have a pair of outs with a runner at first base. The Rough Riders leading 2-1. They've out-hit the Windsurge this evening, 5-2. Right-hander with the ball pinned to his back. Now comes set. Working against Noah Cardenas. The pitch. Called a strike on the inner edge. Cardenas went backing out of the batter's box. Thought it was a bit inside. Krauth got the call. Nothing in one. Cardenas 0-for-2 today. Struck out in the fifth inning. Krauth kicks and fires. And the 0-1. Just missed at the bottom of the zone with that breaking ball. Krauth started the year as a starting pitcher in this rotation, which is now a very crowded starting rotation for Frisco. There's a foul ball on the left side. The righty hops ahead, a ball and two strikes. Most of his recent work has been out of the bullpen, although Krauth has made back-to-back starts. But the five previous outings were all in relief. August wasn't a tremendous month for Krauth. He went 1-3 with a 7.91 ERA. But a lot of that damage done in two games. He was really solid in three out of his five appearances, but gave up 5 and 6 runs in the first and last of the month as he picks over to first. Ortega goes back in safely. Had to dive back in. Krauth ready, the 1-2 on its way. And it drifts downstairs. Even in two balls and two strikes. Now above 20 pitches in the inning after pair of quick outs to open the frame. He got a strikeout and a pop out. But a 3-2 count, a walk, now 2-2. And that one squirts by Mitchell. But Ortega didn't get a good read. He'll stay put at first base. It looked like Ortega was frustrated as he took a shuffle and then didn't realize that it went behind Tucker Mitchell. And by the time he realized, it looked like he may have still had time to move up free 90 feet. But he stayed put at first base, and it's back-to-back full counts for Nick Krauth. He lost the last one with a walk. Payoff pitch, swing, and a tapper foul. Back off the catcher, Mitchell. He'll go with another 3-2 pitch. There's some action out in the Rough Riders bullpen. It's Ricky DeVito getting loose.
3-2 on the way. Check swing, and they say didn't go. Ball four. Boy, was it close. Back-to-back walks issued by Nick Kraut. Another good crowd on hand. 7,002 here at Riders Field. Well, you can't ask for better weather than we've got in the past couple of days. The sun has been shining, just now kind of faded away. Have some cotton candy skies here at Riders Field. Nice light blue that fades into a pink and then a darker blue. Super comfortable temperatures as John Goble checks on his right-hander. First and second. After the mound visit, with two away for the nine-hole hitting Ben Ross, who is 0-for-1 with a strikeout today. He has worked a walk. That came back in the third inning against Colt Drake. Drake went five innings of one-hit baseball. That one hit was a home run. He struck out six and walked two. Skyler Hales added a scoreless frame, and now Nick Krauth trying to do the same. He's allowed back-to-back walks. After picking up the first two outs, he's ready to go back to work in the pitch. Just missed. Again, not missing by much. It's been a tight zone from Justin Juska behind the plate tonight. Now it's right on the corner. Ball and no strikes. Kraut looks to second. He kicks and fires and misses low and away. Two balls and no strikes. Top of the order looming, fourth time through for the wind surge, and Kalai Rosario. Krauth's 2-0 offering drifts outside as well, and it's quickly three balls and no strikes. And now Krauth at risk of walking the bases loaded. Riders lead it 2-1, with two gone here in the top of the seventh. From the stretch, he kicks and fires. There's a called strike. Out on the inside corner. And Ross has been at the bottom of this lineup for the majority of the series, playing in all six games, hitting either eighth or ninth. A 3-1. Chopper left side. Cody Freeman has it. It takes him right to the third base pillow. And Nick Krauth gets out of the jam. Five unassisted to Cody Freeman. It's no runs on no hits, no errors. Two left aboard the base paths. And we turn the card. Bottom of the seventh next. Rough Riders looking to end their 2-1 advantage over Wichita here on the Riders Baseball Network. But we're going to keep it right here for some God Bless America.
Ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of the ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
This is Josh Hatcher with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Gabe Rodriguez leads off the bottom of the seventh with the Rough Riders out in front 2-1. It's Rodriguez, Hardy, and Mitchell. The 7-8-9 batters drew up against the new right-hander on the hill, Cody Lawyerson. Lawyerson's first pitch is swung on and missed, nothing in one. Well, Zach, what do you say here in the bottom of the seventh? We get some trivia rolling.
Well, one final time here at home.
That's right. Lawyerson comes set. And he's ready to deal to Rodriguez. The 0-1 is fouled back out of play. It's nothing in two. So for trivia today, we go back to this date in 1998 where Mark McGwire broke Roger Maris' 37-year-old record by hitting his 62nd home run of the season. Rodriguez asks for time. He steps out. Zach, today we're going to look at active single-season home run leaders. Let's see how many of the top 10 home run seasons find unique players. So we'll have no repeats in this. It'll just be new names, 1 through 10, as Rodriguez takes downstairs. So most home runs in a season by active players, but there's no repeats in the list. So
gotcha, okay.
If one name makes up three different spots, it's just one name.
Gotcha, okay. Well, obviously Aaron Judge.
Aaron Judge
62.
Was 62. That's number one. The 1-2. Rodriguez takes a called strike three on the outside corner at the top of the zone, and he can't believe it. But he's down on strikes. It's been a small zone tonight for Justin Juska, but Lawyerson got the call there.
I certainly did. All right, Giancarlo Stanton.
Stanton is two. Are we going in order, Zach? That was back in 2017 with the Marlins.
I don't know. What is number 10 on this list in terms of number?
47, as Hardy swings and misses. So there's a player, actually I'll tell you, Shohei Ohtani is not on the list. He sits at 46. He hit his 46th today. So his next home run will tie him at the bottom of this list. Hardy watches outside for ball one.
Jorge Soler
is on the list. He is number 8 with 48 back in 2019 for the Royals.
Pete Alonso
is on the list, 53 in 2019 with the Mets. Pitch home, and Hardy takes a bit outside. Hops ahead, 2-1.
Can't remember if he got to 47. Cody Bellinger
with 47 in 2019 for the Dodgers.
That was his MVP year.
Lawyerson kicks and fires, and the 2-1 is shot back to the screen. And we're even at 2-2.
I need to do my cheat where I pull up all the teams so I can just look
it's
by team
cheating.
Here.
Reminds you of certain players by looking at the logo.
Bryce Harper.
No Bryce Harper.
Okay.
2-2. Swing and a miss. Hardy down on strikes. Back-to-back strikeouts. Here at the bottom of the seventh for Cody Lawyerson.
Matt Olson
last year with 54 for the Braves. That is third on the list, so Zach has cleared the top four. He has 8-9 as well. A 9 is a tied spot with 47.
Nolan Arenado?
No Arenado. Tucker Mitchell stands in now. And the first pitch from Lawyerson is bounced out towards short. A sliding stop by Schoble. He spins and fires a strike in time to make it a 1-2-3 frame. What a play from the shortstop. And Cody Lawyerson makes quick work of the Rough Riders in the home half of the seventh. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. To the eighth inning we go with the Rough Riders leading 2-1. And trivia will continue when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts?
InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah. Visiting half of the eighth inning, we continue our trivia looking for the top 10 unique players. So different players, no repeats on the list. In single season home runs, those being active players. As Ricky DeVito, end of the game, delivers just downstairs. A leadoff hitting Rosario, 1-0. Zach has cleared a good portion of the list, has the top four, has 8 and 9. There's a line drive past the diving Rodriguez at shortstop and into left field. A base hit for Kalani Rosario. Jake Rucker will stand in now. DeVito has had some issues over the course of this season, retiring the first man that he faces. But once he settles in after that, first man has been really effective.
What about Yordan Alvarez?
No, Yordan Alvarez. Wow. He has to be very close on this list, though. Pitch home, and there's a flare down the right field line that hooks well foul. Nothing in one. Jake Rucker singled his last time up. He's just 1-for-3, though.
I feel like I'm missing some obvious name. Oh, Kyle Schwarber.
Kyle Schwarber is the other, tied with 47. That's number 10, the pitch. Breaking ball, called a strike, just caught the inner edge, and it's nothing in two. So you're just missing the 5, 6, 7 players on this list who have either 49 or 48 home runs. DeVito readies ahead, nothing in two. Kicks and the pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. DeVito picks up his first strikeout. And there's one away with a runner at first here in the eighth.
How obvious are these players?
There's one that's pretty obvious. The other two, you'll be like, yeah, I remember that, but not as obvious as your Aaron Judge or Giancarlo Stanton. First pitch to Tanner Schobel, runs down and away. Do you want me to give you years?
Yeah.
All right, we have in the fifth spot, 49 home runs in 2019. The other two happened in 2021. Schobel swings and misses.
It's Christian Yelich?
No, Yelich.
Okay.
You have one NL player and two AL players. The 2021 players are both in the American League. 1-1. Drifts outside. 2-1 advantage to the Wichita shortstop.
Rafael Devers didn't go off that much for the Red Sox.
Not quite. You are in the right division for one of those teams. Pitch misses down and away, and DeVito falls behind. Three balls and a strike.
Vlad Jr.?
It is Vlad Jr.
Okay.
Vlad Jr. did it in 21. He hit 48 home runs with the Blue Jays. So now just missing two names from the list, one from the AL, one from the NL. 3-1 is smacked foul down the right field line.
NL 2019. I guess it's division.
This player no longer plays for the team. You want me to tell you who this player plays for now,
sure,
or do you want the team? Let's believe with the Diamondbacks now. Last I saw, anyway. Yeah, with the Diamondbacks. As the runner goes and the pitch misses, and it's ball four.
Jock Peterson?
No, Jock Peterson.
Okay.
This player did it with the Reds.
Oh, Eugenio Suarez.
It is Suarez.
I should have gotten that.
The last one, an American League Central team in 2021. 48 homers in 21. Known as a power hitter, but also not a world-beating power hitter.
Twins?
Not Twins. Player's previous high before that was 27. Had a 48 homer year after not reaching the 30 mark. Has had a good chunk of 20 homer seasons in his career.
Luis Robert?
That is not. Alex Isola stands in. And the first pitch. Called a strike at the knees. 98 with that fastball for DeVito. Ball escaped the berm in left center field, so Suna ranges over and throws it back into the crowd.
All right, give me a team.
The Kansas City Royals.
Oh, Salvi.
It is Salvi.
Yeah.
Salvador Perez with 48. As DeVito misses downstairs with a changeup.
Yeah, I never remember he had that
monster
season. Yeah,
48 home runs for a catcher. You don't normally see that. But I'll recap that list in a moment. Two on board with one away. That's a pretty good job on the trivia, Zach.
Could have been better for the last one. I wanted to really, hammer it out.
Time called. A pitch clock violation on DeVito. He falls behind 2-1. Aaron Judge with 62 leads the list. Giancarlo Stanton, Matt Olson, Pete Alonso, Eugenio Suarez, Vlad Guerrero Jr., Salvador Perez, Jorge Soler, Cody Bellinger, and Kyle Schwarber are all part of this list. Shohei Ohtani is knocking on the door with 46 homers this year. He hit number 46 earlier today. The 2-1 drifts outside, and it's a 3-1 advantage for the left fielder. And DeVito at risk of loading the bases. Rough Riders leading 2-1.
Well, you mentioned it earlier. This is what DeVito has gotten in trouble with this year is the command. He's been good at getting out of it, though.
That he has. Ready with the 3-1. The pitch on the way. Drifts a bit inside. Ball four. Back-to-back walks. And the bases are loaded with one away. Aaron Sabato will step in. Rosario opened the inning with a single in the left center field. He stands at third. Tanner Schoble worked a one-out walk. He's at second. And John Goble will come visit DeVito. It's back-to-back innings in which Goble's had to come out and talk to his relievers. The Rough Riders' bullpen has been spectacular in this series. They've had some struggles tonight, but haven't had to pay the price for it just yet. Entering tonight, the Riders' bullpen in the set has thrown 24 and two-thirds innings. They've allowed just one earned run. That's a 0.36 ERA, as you can see Dane Acker getting loose. And that Rough Riders' bat. DeVito has worked himself into a jam, but as Zach was saying, he's been really good at getting out of these sort of jams. They leave him in there, and he'll go to work against the power-hitting DH, Aaron Sabato. 10 homers on the year. He's 0-for-2 tonight with a ground out and a strikeout. And the first pitch, check swing. And they say he didn't go. 1-0. DeVito overall on the season making appearance number 39 with the Rough Riders. He's 4-0 with a 3.88 ERA. Pitch home, and that rides inside, and he hit him. A base is loaded, hit by pitch, evens this game at 2 apiece. Rosario down from third to score. Tanner Schoble over to third. Isola up to second on the hit by pitch to Aaron Sabato. DeVito, that's going to be it for him as Carlos Cardoza comes out of the bullpen, or comes out of the dugout rather. He'll go to the bullpen, and it's Dane Acker who will enter for the Rough Riders. He inherits the bases loaded with one out in a tied 2-2 game when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Dane Acker out on the mound for the Rough Riders. The base is full. Already a run in to tie this game at two apiece. On the hit by pitch, Ricky DeVito picks up just one out. He's responsible for each of the runners on the base paths. Schoble at third. Isola at second, Sabato at first, and Acker goes to work against Andrew Cassetti, who's 0 for 3 today. First pitch, chopper left side, Freeman has it on to second for one. Hardy bobbled, fires to third, first, and he still got him. Wow! Hardy pump faked and still was able to get the ball out and fire it to Ortiz at first in time, and the Rough Riders get an inning-ending double play on the first pitch thrown by Dane Acker. 5-4-3 goes the double play, and they minimize the damage. One run, it comes on one hit, no errors, and they leave two aboard the base paths. We go to the bottom of the eighth. Rough Riders coming up, trying to retake the lead. It's 2-2 here on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at RidersBaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Bottom of the eighth, it's Alejandro Osuna at the dish, and the first pitch from Kyle Bischoff is called a strike. 94-mile-an-hour fastball at the knees. Osuna has collected a pair of hits tonight. He was the hero in yesterday's game early. A leadoff homer in the bottom of the first provided the only run. Neil just drifts inside again with the heater. And Osuna evens things at a ball and a strike. Alejandro has now driven in a run in four consecutive games after his RBI double in the fifth. 1-1 is smacked high and deep out towards left field, but Isola in front of the warning track is there to reach up and snare it out of the air. Hit it relatively hard, 93 off the bat.
It might be a homer next week, though.
It might be.
Amarillo.
Rough Riders are getting very excited for their home run derby pregame in Amarillo.
Let's have one in game, too.
That, too. Sometimes that ballpark becomes a home run derby as Hatcher watches down and in with the first offering. Cody Freeman stands on deck with Josh Hatcher at the plate. Heart of the Rough Riders lineup coming up in the right spot. Tied at two here in the bottom of the eighth. One away and the base is clear for Kyle Bischoff. A 1-0 drifts upstairs. Two balls and no strikes. Hatcher tonight has been held hitless. He's 0-for-3 but did reach in the first inning on a 4-6 fielder's choice and stole a base. The 2-0 on its way, and that one well outside. Not tempting for the left-handed swinger. Three balls and no strikes. Bischoff, the fourth reliever, fifth arm used tonight for Wichita's. He pumps a fastball at the top of the zone, called a strike. And Hatcher will get the green light now in a 3-1 count. Infield plays him to pull. Right-hander kicks and fires, and Hatcher just missed it. Fouled it back, in and out of Gardena's mitt. An elevated fastball at 95. It's one that we've seen Hatcher do some damage on over the course of this season. And he just narrowly missed it. 3-2. Bischoff's pitch on the way, wave and a miss. And Hatcher frustrated. He's down on strikes. Two gone. First strikeout for Kyle Bischoff. Every pitcher tonight has recorded at least one strikeout for Wichita. C.J. Culpepper picked up six. Mike Paredes, Taylor Floyd, each picked up one across their one inning of work. And Cody Lawyerson picked up two in the home half of the seventh. Cody Freeman stands in now on the first pitch. Taken outside for ball one. Freeman had a 10-game on-base streak snapped with an 0-for-3 last night. He's 0-for-2 tonight with a line out and a strikeout, but has reached with a walk. A 1-0. Popped up, back out of play over our heads.
You know, Freeman has been so good at home this year throughout the entire season. It would be very fitting for him to leave the ballpark right here and give the lead.
It certainly would. It's been a career year power-wise for Freeman, a career-high 14 homers. 1-1. Take it just beneath the zone. That time with a changeup from the right-hander. 2-1 advantage for the Riders third baseman. Bischoff peers in. He kicks and the 2-1. Caught the outer edge at 96 miles an hour and we're even at 2-2. Abimelech Ortiz stands on deck should Freeman extend the frame. Bischoff has retired each of the two batters he's faced. Now even at two balls and two strikes. Right-hander set. He kicks and fires 2-2. Bouncing ball left side. Third baseman Ross cuts it off. Fires across his body in time. And the Riders are down in order. And the home half of the eighth. So we'll go to the top of the ninth. Still even at two apiece. Where Zach Bigley takes over on the mic here on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's.
For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Dane Acker induced a double play to get out of the eighth inning with the bases loaded in one-out situation. Just one pitch coming out of the bullpen. And now he's back out on the mound for the ninth. Rough Riders and Windsurge tied at two. Happy you're with us on this Sunday evening as Frisco finishes out their home schedule in the regular season. They will head out on Tuesday and take on the Diamondback-affiliated Amarillo Sod Poodles, a six-game series out there in Hodgetown. Bottom third of the order, due up here in the top of the ninth inning. It's Jarrell Ortega, Noah Cardenas, and Ben Ross to swing the bat for the Windsurge. Acker into his wind in the first pitch. There's a breaking ball in there for a strike. The curveball from Crouth, or excuse me, from Acker, and it's 0-1. Crouth did pitch, though, two pitchers ago. It's been Cole Drake, Skyler Hales, Nick Crouth, Ricky DeVito, and now Dane Acker on the bump for Frisco. 0-1. Swing and a miss. There's a changeup from Acker, and it's 0-2 now on Ortega. Acker, who was the opening day starter for the Rough Riders this year in Wichita, has thrown more innings this year than he has in his whole career, so in the bullpen to both give him a different look and in addition to that help quell the innings just a little bit. He should be a huge weapon for Frisco in the postseason. 0-2. Ground ball foul down the left side, and it's still no balls and two strikes. And the way the bullpen shakes up in the postseason is going to be very interesting. We talked about it a little bit earlier. Skyler Hales figures to be a back end of the bullpen kind of guy. Acker, the 0-2 pitch. There's a fly ball lifted foul down the right field line. It's still 0-2. But you have a couple new faces on this team, Brian Magdaleno and Ryan Lobis, who, by the way, is celebrating his 24th birthday today. Happy birthday to Ryan Lobis. A couple new guys who really figure to be big pieces in that back end as well. 0-2. That's hit off the fist down the right field line and twisting into the seats of foul ball again. And still no balls and two strikes. So those bullpen pieces are going to be very important for the Rough Riders come the playoffs. It'll be a question of if Rough Riders are going to go with the starting rotation that we think they will or not. And will they have, with the three-game series, one of their starters in the bullpen as well? Maybe two of their starters. 0-2. At the bottom of the zone, strike three called. Got him with a fastball, and there is one away. Noah Cardenas now. Cardenas 0-2 with a walk. Tied at 2 here in the ninth. Just a perfectly located fastball there for Acker. Just clipping the bottom of the zone. First pitch. Outside 1-0. Cole Drake was really good today. 5 innings, 1 run. Could he be a starter for the Rough Riders in the postseason? Wouldn't it be nice to have Jacob DeGrom start in the postseason? Looking back at the past starters for the Rough Riders. Will it be Winston Santos? Will it be Mitch Bratt? Maybe even Ben Anderson, who's thrown well for the Rough Riders as of late.
It'll be Alejandro Rosario, who's on the team but hasn't made a start yet. 1-0. That's up and in. It's two balls and no strikes. A lot of options for John Goble and Carlos Cardoza. They've had a lot of conversations as to which pitchers will factor in to which positions in that bullpen and starting, but haven't come out officially with anybody in any position. 2-1, or 2-0, I should say, flutters onto the inside corner for a strike with the curveball, and it's 2-1. Once we know that, of course, we will surely talk about it. That'll be a huge component. 2-1. Inside corner is strike 2-2. Time called. Nine-hole hitting Ben Ross waiting on deck. Acker trying to put Cardenas to bed right here. He fires. Misses just low. Three balls and two strikes. Outfield straight away, infield to pole. Payoff pitch in. Bouncing ball foul down the left side. Almost self-defense on the swing for Cardenas as that ball was well up and in. Still three balls and two strikes on the catcher. Third time he's reached a 3-2 count today. He grounds it foul again down the left side on the 3-2 pitch, and it's still full. Two runs on five hits for the Riders. Two runs on three hits for Wichita here in the ninth. Acker with a blonde glove at the belt, shoulders square to the plate. 3-2. A fly ball hit well into left center field. Osuna back on a dead run. He comes together with Zavala. It's Osuna from center who makes the catch. Two down, and here's Ben Ross. Tied at two. As we go to the bottom of the ninth inning, it'll be the middle third of the order due up for the Rough Riders. Ortiz, Mieses, and Zavala. The Riders have six walk-offs this season, including one earlier this series. The pitch. That's low and outside, 1-0. Cody Freeman, 11th inning, RBI single to walk-off. Do they have another one in them tonight to end the home slate? How fitting that would be. 1-0 pitch. Strike on the outside corner. 1-1. Ross 0-2 today with a walk. 1-1. There's a fly ball down the right field line. Foul out of play, and it's 1-2. Kalei Rosario in the top of the order on deck. This crowd of 7,002. Getting loud for Dane Acker ahead in the count. He whistles it home. Outside corner, got him looking. Dane Acker with a couple of strikeouts and a 1-2-3 ninth inning. We go bottom nine. Riders looking for walk-off number 7 in this 2024 season next on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
¶¶ Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Here we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. The Rough Riders with a chance to walk this baby off in the final regular season game at home in 2024. Jared Worf takes over on the mound for Wichita. He'll face Abimelech Ortiz, Luis Meneses, and Aaron Zavala, middle third of the order. Rough Riders have only two runs tonight. They came in the fifth inning on a Theo Hardy RBI triple and an Alejandro Osuna RBI double. Ortiz 0 for 3 tonight. He faces the right-hander Worf. He's back into his wind, first pitch. Ortiz hits a high towering drive out to right center field. Ortega under it and he makes the catch. Man, did he just miss it. He hit it 104 off the bat, but just got under it. One away. Goodness. That's the swing you wanted, but he just got under it. So here's Luis Meneses now, who has one of the two Rough Riders walk-off homers this year. And the catcher, Cardenas, will go out and talk with Worf. Meneses has not faced Worf this season. Worf has thrown two innings against the Rough Riders, and he's sat down all six he's faced. Has not given up a hit. He's walked two, but Rough Riders are 0 for 6 against him. Meneses facing him for the first time. Worf deals. Low, and it's 1-0. Meneses has four homers with the Rough Riders. Two of them came in that game in which he had the walk-off. 1-0. He swings and grounds it foul down the right side. It's one ball and one strike. That game was back on August 16th against Springfield. It was his third multi-homer game of his minor league career. 1-1, fouled back, it's 1-2. You gotta think the Rough Riders need base runners more than anything right here. Tie game, 2-2. Pitch home, and he fouls it straight back, it's still 2-2. Larson Kindreich is loosening out of the bullpen for the Rough Riders if we go to the 10th inning. Worf, shoulders square to the third base dugout, has his sign. And he offers in the 1-2. Meneses sends a drive, high and deep to right. Rosario back at the warning track, and he makes the catch. Oh, he just missed it. Just down in front. Two outs. Two fly balls and the two outs here in the bottom of the ninth that send your heart to your throat immediately. And Aaron Zavala stands in now.
That's back-to-back balls off the bat that looked pretty good. The Rough Riders getting to Jarrett Worf a little bit, but he's gotten a pair of outs. Maybe Zavala's the one to end it right here.
First pitch to Z. He grounds it softly out to second base. Rucker's got it. Throws to the covering pitcher, Worf, who dropped the ball. He dropped it as he went across first. I don't know what Cassetti was doing at first base, not covering the bag. And Zavala's safe. That was such an odd play with the pitcher over and covering
as Cassetti just let him come. And Worf dropped it, went off the heel of his glove, and rolled up the first baseline. Zavala remains at first. So an extra out for the Rough Riders to work with here in the bottom of the ninth. Rodriguez, the batter, 1-for-3 tonight. An error on the pitcher, Worf. Here's Rodriguez with Zavala. Good speed at first. The pitch. Swing and a miss. It's 0-1. The outfield is playing extremely deep and no doubles defense. They want to be able to cut a ball off in the gap and not allow Zavala to score from first. Infield to pull. Right-hander readies and fires over to first, not in time. Rodriguez singled to center and scored back in the fifth inning, the two-run inning for the Rough Riders. He grounded out and struck out in his other two trips. Trying to end this game tonight. 0-1. Kaber takes inside. It's 1-1. Theo Hardy on deck. 1-1, Zavala takes off, pitches a strike, throw down to second, right on the money, but skipped in there, and Zavala is safe. 12th steal on the year for Zavala. And now a base hit could win it. Gutsy steal for Z. 1-2 on Rodriguez, who has a walk-off this year for the Riders. He has a walk-off single. Time call. One and two, two outs, runner at second. Worf readies. He fires. Breaking ball, ground ball, third baseline, foul ball on the shattered bat. And it's still 1-2. Pitch was below the zone. Rodriguez just chased it down and broke his bat. So he has to get a new stick. Tied at two here in the ninth. Rodriguez grabbing the middle of the bat for some pine tar. Walking back to the plate. Time call. The umpire, Justin Juska, stopping play for a moment. Now back behind home. 1-2 on Kaber Rodriguez with Zavala, the winning run at second. Bottom of the ninth inning. Worf brings it home. Fouled straight back, and it's still 1-2. That was a strike on the lower edge outside corner. Just got a piece of the 95-mile-an-hour fastball. Rodriguez in the back of the right-handed batter's box. Or from the stretch. He offers. Swing and a miss, struck him out with a changeup. We go to the top of the 10th inning. Tied at 2. Here on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Arson Kindreich takes over for the Rough Riders as we move to the top of the 10th inning. Ben Ross is at second base as the automatic runner. Kalai Rosario is the batter in this top of the 10th. It's the top of the order, tied at two. Rosario is 1-for-4 today with a single and a run scored back in the 8th inning. Corners come in. First pitch. No bunt shown. He takes up and away, 1-0. Larson Kindreich becomes the 6th pitcher for the Rough Riders tonight. A 25-year-old native of Medford, Oregon, in the southern part of the state. 1-0. Breaking ball down and in. Skips away from Tucker Mitchell to the backstop. A wild pitch, and that allows Ben Ross to move up to third. No bunt needed. So two balls and no strikes now on Rosario. A ball that was a curve that was so far inside it almost hit Rosario, and Mitchell couldn't block it. So the infield comes kind of halfway in now. 2-0, swing and a miss, 2-1. On a hard hit ball to one of the infielders, they'll come home with it. If it's too softly hit to try and get a play at home, they'll go to first. Kindreich readies and deals. That's up and away. It's 3-1 now on Rosario. Second game in this series that has gone to extra innings as the Rough Riders won on Wednesday in 11 innings. Frisco is 5-4 in extra inning games this season. The pitch. Down and in, ball 4, so Kindreich walks Rosario to lead off the inning. Runners on the corners for Jake Rucker. Tied at 2 here in the top of the 10th. Rucker 1-for-4. He singled back in the 6th inning and was stranded. Picking up an opposite field hit out to right off of Skyler Hales. Kindreich readies. First pitch. Breaking ball pierces the outside edge of strike, and it's 0-1. With a runner at first and nobody out, the middle infielders play back for the Rough Riders. They will turn two and give up a run. Kindreich, the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Elevated the heater. It's 0-2. Obviously, you don't want to walk the leadoff batter in any inning, but in the 10th, it's particularly difficult. We always say in extra innings, you can give up the one run. Obviously, it'd be best if you didn't give up a run at all, but you can give up the one run because you have a runner at second anyway in the bottom of the 10th inning. 0-2. Line foul on the right side on the ground, and it's still no balls and two strikes. It's almost like giving up a field goal in college football overtime. You can give up the field goal because you know you need the touchdown to win it, a.k.a. the two runs in the bottom of the 10th inning. Better if you get the complete defensive stop, though. No balls and two strikes on Rucker. Kindreich brings it in. Breaking ball up and away. 1-2. Kindreich, the 6'4", 210-pounder. A 3.86 ERA in his 9 outings with the Rough Riders. He's allowed 4 runs in 9 1/3. 15 strikeouts. 1-2. Breaking ball. Grounded foul down the left side. It's still 1-2.
That's 12 walks for him now, though, after the leadoff walk to Rosario in 9 1/3 innings with the Riders. So he struggled with his command. He stretches and picks over to first, not in time. Rucker has grounded out twice, struck out, and singled. One of those similar groundouts would result in the double play here. 1-2. Line foul just over the netting back behind home to the right. 1-2 still. Only three hits tonight for the wind surge. Still nobody out in the 10th. Runner's corner. Kendrick readies. He offers over to first. Not in time. Those are both of his disengagements here in this at-bat. Nobody loosing in the Frisco pen. This is Kendrick's inning. He delivers. There's a line drive in a right center field. Miesi's cutting over. It's down into the alley. It scores Ross from third. Rosario pedaling around third base. He's coming home. Rodriguez relay late. Rosario slides across safely ahead of the throw. And it's a two-run double into right center field for Jake Rucker. He fouled off three pitches with two strikes and then got a fastball that was awfully, or that was actually off the outside corner. And drilled it into the right center field alley. Bringing in two. So with nobody out and a runner at second, it's now 4-2 Wichita. Tanner Schobel stands in now from the right side. The pitch. Curveball low, and it's one ball and no strikes. So Wichita with two runs in the top of the 10th inning, and they're poised to add on more. Kendrick deals. At the bottom of the zone for a called strike, 1-1. Rough Riders will have their work cut out for them. When they reach the bottom of the 10th inning, they'll have Rodriguez starting at second base with good speed, and then 8-9-1 due up. 1-1 pitch. Down and in. It's two balls and one strike. Kendrick readies just above the belt. 2-1. High 3-1. Already one walk for Kendrick here. Schobel walked back in the 8th inning. 0-3 today. 3-1. Fouled away back behind home. 3-2. Schobel's had a tough series. Just 2-21 at the plate. Kendrick would love to keep that going right here. He stretches. 3-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Elevated the fastball. He picks up the strikeout for the first out here in the 10th. There's Alex Isola now. 4-2 Wichita, top 10. Isola 0-3 with a walk. Good-looking fastball there at 94. A strikeout Schobel, and now he deals with Isola. Pitch home. Way back to the backstop up above Mitchell, the catcher. That's the second wild pitch of the inning, moving Rucker down to third. One ball and no strikes. And Mitchell will go out and have a chat with Kendrick. The Rough Riders travel on the road to Amarillo next week. It's home against Tulsa next for Wichita. We'll finish out their regular season. The Arkansas and Springfield in the north in the first round of the playoffs. Frisco and Midland in the south in the first round.
Should be a very exciting Texas League playoffs. Infield comes in now for the Rough Riders. Already two runs in this 10th inning. 1-0 on Isola. Kindreich deals. He fits it in, a breaking ball for a strike. It's 1-1. There's the curveball. Riders infield plays both the pull and in. 1-1. Another breaking ball simmers high this time, and it's two balls and one strike. Downfield slightly to pull as well. Rough Riders still out hitting the wind surge, though they trail by two. 2-1. Below the zone, three balls and one strike. Kindreich is throwing a lot of pitches already here in this inning. 22. Still just one out. He sets. And the 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. 3-2. Challenged him with a fastball at the top of the zone. Kindreich's fastball has really good ride to it. He readies here. 3-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Another good fastball, top shelf. Back-to-back strikeouts, two down, and now the infield can play back. Aaron Sabato, the batter. He was hit by a pitch with the bases loaded in the eighth inning by Ricky DeVito, forcing in the tying run. That's how we got to the 10th inning, and then two runs here for Wichita in the top of the 10th. And the Riders have their backs against the wall. Here's the first pitch. That's over the heart of the plate, top of the zone for a strike, 0-1. Fastball there from Kindreich. Sabato 0-2 with a hit by pitch and a walk. 0-1. Fits to the outside corner, a strike. It's 0-2. And back door on the breaking ball. No balls and two strikes on Sabato. Kindreich readies. He lifts the leg, comes home. Got him looking right down the middle with a fastball. Kindreich strikes out the side but allows two runs. And the Riders trail 4-2. We go to the bottom of the 10th inning next. Rough Riders will need two to tie and three to win on the Riders Baseball Network.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up Party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Riders trail by two. We go to the bottom of the 10th inning. Caber Rodriguez begins it at second base with Theo Hardy, the batter to lead it off. 8-9-1 against Jared Worth still out there. He's in line for the win. Theo Hardy. RBI triple back in the fifth.
Here's the stretch from Worf in the pinch. Inside 1-0. Two hits in a Rough Riders uniform for Hardy now. A triple and a double. It's his first career double A RBI. 1-0 pitch. He pops it up down the left field line. Eyes for the seats and it's foul. 1-1. Rodriguez has really good speed at second base. You want to try and find a way to get him in and still have an opportunity either with one out or no outs to tack on the game's tying run. That's why they're not sacrificing here, obviously. You don't want to give up an out just to get him to third. Rough Riders haven't been much of a sack bunt team throughout the season either. 1-1. Hardy takes a breaking ball just off the plate away. 2-1. Hardy's triple tied the game back in the fifth. Then Osuna doubled him home to give the Rough Riders the lead. Worf steps off, looks back at second as Rodriguez was two steps off the bag. And just kind of faked a throw back at him. Two one. That's a strike. Outside corner. 2-2 on Hardy. Pull side shift from the right side of the infield. Worf comes home. Hardy swings and misses at a changeup away for strike three. So one away here in the bottom of the 10th inning. Second strikeout for Worf, and here's Tucker Mitchell. Mitchell has twice grounded out to short and struck out. Riders trailing 4-2. The good thing about the inherited runner at second base is if you're down by two runs in the bottom of the 10th inning or bottom of an extra inning, one blast can tie it. The pinch. There's a pop-up on the right side of the infield. Foul ground, Cassetti over. He watches it go into the seats. 0-1. Mitchell looking for his first hit of the series. They're in the finale. 0-9. He pinwheels the bat out towards the mound. One inside. 1-1. Top of the order in Alejandro Osuna on deck. He's hit the ball very well today. Two hits to show for it. 1-1 toss. Swinging a ground ball. Cued off the end of the bat out towards shortstop. Schobel's got it. He throws him out. And the Riders are down to their final out tonight. Runner at second. Two down for Alejandro Osuna. 4-2 Wichita. Bottom of the 10th inning. Osuna open stance left side. He homered last night. Two homers in the series. Three this season against Wichita. The pitch. He fouls it back. It's 0-1. 16 total on the season. Fifth in the Rangers organization. Seven of them coming here in Double A. Singled in the first. RBI double in the fifth. 2-for-4. 0-1 home. He swings and misses, and the Riders are down to their final strike tonight. Frisco has already won this series, looking to take 5 of 6, though, and they'll have a come-from-behind victory to do that tonight. 0-2 on Osuna. Pitch on the way. He swings and misses, and the game is over. Rough Riders drop it, 4-2 to the Wind Surge. And they finish out their home slate in the regular season with a loss. But the Rough Riders had a wonderful home season. 44 wins at home this season, tied for second most in franchise history with 2007 and 2006.
What a time it was here at home. Riders do drop it. They win the series 4-2, though they fall 4-2 in this one. Luke Mealy will break it down in the postgame show for you next here on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Ball game over!
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
We welcome you back. Hi, atop Riders Field. Luke Mealy with you here on the post-game show. The Rough Riders fall in the series finale. They do win the series, though, 4-2 over the Wichita Wind Surge. 4-2 the final score in 10 innings. The Rough Riders fell behind early on a solo homer in the top of the third inning, but they battled back. They took the lead in the fifth. Wichita was able to tie it in the top of the eighth, and then we went all the way into the 10th inning where Wichita picked up two runs against Larson Kindreich, and that was the difference in the ballgame. Rough Riders unable to score in the bottom of the 10th. Despite out hitting Wichita 5-4 tonight, they fall 4-2 the final. Four runs on four hits, one error, and eight left on base for the Wind Surge. For the Rough Riders, it's two runs on five hits, no errors, and they left six stranded aboard the base paths. A lot of different arms thrown in this game. Cole Drake started it off, and he was really sharp. Allowed just one hit. It was that home run in the top of the third inning to Jarrell Ortega. He finished after five innings, surrendering just the one run on one hit. Two walks, and he struck out six. Skylar Hales, Nick Krauth combined to go two innings of scoreless baseball, just allowing one hit and striking out one. Ricky DeVito allowed one earned run across just a third of an inning, walking two, hitting one, and striking out another. Dane Acker was able to get the Riders out of the jam in that eighth inning. He came in and on one pitch got a 5-4-3 inning double play. Preserved the 2-2 tie, but in the top of the 10th, the Wind Surge got to Larson Kindreich. But the Rough Riders win the series 4-2. They round out the home slate here in 2024 during the regular season, but they are back for the postseason. I want to remind you that the Rough Riders own the best record in all of AA in the first half of the year, winning the Texas League South and punching their ticket to the 2024 postseason. And you don't want to miss it. Frisco will host at least one game on Thursday, September 19th, and an if-necessary game on Friday, September 20th. If the Rough Riders are to advance, Riders Field will host the initial game of the championship series on Sunday, September 22nd. So go ahead and get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. 4-2, the final score tonight. Mentioned Cole Drake was excellent. It's Jarrett Worf who came on late in the ballgame who gets the win. He improves to 4-5. Larson Kindreich suffers his second loss as a Rough Rider. He's 1-2 on the year. In game 132 and game 69 of the home slate in 2024 is in the books, but as we mentioned, the Rough Riders are postseason bound, so we'll at the very least get a home game 70 here at Riders Field coming later on September 19th. That is going to be against the Midland Rockhounds, the Oakland Athletics affiliate. Punched their ticket to the postseason in the second half. So it'll be Midland versus Frisco in that postseason series, but there's still one series left to go. We'll talk about what's ahead for the Rough Riders when we come back on the Riders postgame show.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Hi, Kyatt up Riders Field. It's a Sunday, which means fireworks following the game. So if you're still here in the ballpark and listening to us, turn around and out to the outfield grass and enjoy a fireworks show powered by Pyro Shows of Texas. A lot of fun here in the regular season. The Rough Riders, as Zach mentioned, 44 wins at home. That ties the franchise record that was set back in 06 and 07. What a year it's been for the Riders. Even with the loss, they pick up a series win. They are 36-27 in the second half and 80-52 overall on the year. And they are already postseason bound, as we mentioned. So make sure to get your tickets at RidersBaseball.com. They're going to take their bus to Amarillo, Texas on Tuesday, opening a six-game series with the Diamondbacks-affiliated Sod Poodles, beginning at 6:35 on Tuesday night. That runs through Sunday, and then they will hop back on the bus and go straight to Midland for game one of the postseason, and then return back here with the postseason resuming in that first series on the 19th and an if necessary game on the 20th. Well, it's been a ton of fun. We'll catch you on the road beginning on Tuesday at 6:35. The Rough Riders dropped this one tonight. The final score 4-2 in favor of Wichita, but the Riders take the series by that exact score, 4-2 in favor of the Rough Riders. They will head to Amarillo on Tuesday. We hope to catch you there. On behalf of my partner, Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley saying thanks for spending your Sunday and your entire week with us here from Riders Field. We'll catch you back on the air with pregame coverage on the Riders Baseball Network beginning at 6:10 on Tuesday against the Amarillo Sod Poodles.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!